Commissioners Court for Monday, September 8th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court. Meeting, 8th day of September 2025, 9 a.m. here in Franklin County. We will start with the invocation. Scotty, you're our guy. Unless you want to.
I'll look for it.
Okay.
Father, come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the day, for all the many blessings God you give us. We thank you for the nice weather you blessed us with, Lord, the early fall temperature. We just give you thanks for that. Pray that you bless us this morning, Lord, as we take care of the county's business, give us wisdom and understanding of everything we do. We're thankful, Lord, to be able to serve this community. Thank you for the neighbors and the friends that we have, that we live with and get to do life with. Pray once again, Lord, you bless all of our first responders, Lord, keep them safe and doing their job. I pray for protection for this nation, Lord, and for all of our friends and allies across this world. Please protect them all. Pray for Israel. We ask all these prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the Texas flag, U.S. flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. It must not be an exciting agenda today. Not a lot of folks here today. All right, let's go ahead and any public comments from anybody? Public comments? Okay. We've got agenda item number one, consider and take action to approve the minutes from August 25th, 2025. Session.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $337,012.50.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead
with the motion.
I move to pay the claim against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Marla, make sure you get with them about the, what we was talking about them.
Oh, yes.
About the delivery kinds and stuff. I wrote that down to talk about it. All right, got a motion and a second. No more discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, monthly reports.
We're going to have to table that. We didn't receive everything we needed.
We'll just get it next time.
Okay.
We'll go to number four if you want to table it. Because it's on there. Everyday thing. Number four, consider to take action to approve the agreement to contribute funds to the Sulphur River Basin Authority. This is where we put it on there. This is not saying that we support the lake. This is just being a member of the Sulphur. We've done it for 5 years and the contract is coming back up. He wanted us to pay more and I said no. And we may not pay anything. It's just up to y'all today if y'all want to do it. This is just so we have a place at the table on the, it's on the board, not but we have a say in it. Go ahead on something.
The money.
Wouldn't we have a place at the table regardless of whether we
did I kind of questioned about that. This is just really some of the biggest critics are members of this, like this. You have to do something like that when they came and asked us that time. Matter of fact, if you'll remember, Mr. Spencer, that ran for, he came up here and he was all for the lake until he ran for public office and all of a sudden he's
about 180 there.
Huh?
They did a 360?
Yes, they did. But it's up to y'all. And I told him that I would put it on the agenda if they would continue doing it. If not, then we won't.
I don't have no problem with it.
I think the budget is just in case.
We never have discussed. We talk about that grant money.
Yes.
We never discussed that, and I don't know what is there a deadline on this year?
I don't know. He just called up. I don't know if it's part of their budget. They have to do their budget now.
We changed the door. It's in January now. It was in September.
It says January 31st.
They're also trying to deal with our bridge or something down here.
From what I understand on that grant money, it goes to each county. What they're trying to do is come in and, you know, apply for our grant money to, for them to have.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with it if they do, you know, if it works on the bridge still. I mean, our help on the bridge.
And this is separate than the thing that David came to talk to us about several months ago, which was the $85,000 or something like that they were looking for.
Yeah, it kind of is, but it really, I mean, it all has to do with the weather.
Right.
Yeah, and this, and I'll tell you, the biggest people that are against this are City of Texarkana, and they're a member. They thank so much to the Salt River Authority to be a member. So that kind of surprised me when I can't remember the name of it, but it was Cass County and Bowie County are totally against the lake, but they're still, or Texarkana is still a member.
But we can just table it and call it and have
you. Yeah, see what we're gonna do on that.
Well, he asked if he needed to be here today, and I said no. But we can table it, and I will call him and tell him to come back.
Yeah, that way we kind of know where we're at on that deal, mm-hmm. And then, I mean, like I say, okay. If it's gonna help us up there in front of the table, that'd be all right.
All right, so that's a motion to table?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Second. Got a motion and a second to table number 4. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Aye. All right. Number 5, consider and take action to approve interlocal cooperation agreement, tax collection for the City of Winsboro. Melissa?
Nothing's changed. Okay. It's just their year.
Yeah, just got approved.
Just one question. Does that supposed to be 25? Or is it?
Wait, is that? Hold on a minute. Which one are you at?
This is the interlocal agreement.
The first
day on there says October 20th. October 1st, 2024, is that correct?
No, it needs to be 25.
Is that one correction on there, probably?
Okay. Motion will be correction, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve with the correction, 2025. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
The ayes have it.
Number 6, consider and take action to approve Texas Department of Motor Vehicles imposition?
Yeah, it's that kind of be that where y'all added those child safety fees.
Optional fees for Calvin.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of had to take the cart before, yeah. Or the horse before the cart. But anyway, it's.
Okay. Anybody had any questions?
Had to be in by September 1, and we didn't get it until August 29th.
So. Okay. All right, do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
They got a motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 7, record the 62nd Judicial Court order for the 62nd Judicial District Court Reporter's fixed salary effective October 1st, 2025. That just has to be recorded, correct? No votes on that one. They out. Do this on that. Number 8, record the notice of intent to participate in the countywide polling place program. Yes, sir. You want to tell us what that's about? We're just recording it, but I don't really know what.
I'm gonna file that in with the Secretary of State's office. We'll have to create and have a meeting of a countywide polling place advisory committee, and then have a public meeting to discuss it with the public, and they give them their input. It's just, what I'm applying for the March primary election. Participate in countywide where you can vote anywhere on election day.
Okay.
I just love that.
Yeah, me too. All right, that's so recorded. Number 9, discuss and conduct public hearing on a nuisance abatement for property located at 391 County Road, Southeast 4226. And we will start at 9:09 a.m. And I'm going to let you start. I'll give you more than 3 minutes. It says 3 minutes, but I'll give you all 3 minutes. Kind of bring everybody up to speed.
I'll bring you up on this little short recap of kind of what all went on here and kind of where we're at. In April of last year, there was a house fire. The trailer burned at that location. The owner perished in the fire. And the only heir that I've been able to cooperate at this point was the son who's incarcerated in a state facility. Mm. It's just been sitting there burned out. It's, you know, it's just, it's an eyesore, not to mention it's a health and safety violation. It's a concern.
I've been mowing.
I'm gonna get to that. In the health and safety codes 341 and 343, it mentions places where flies, mosquitoes, rats, vermin, other disease carrying pests can breed. It also lists about unsanitary conditions when it rains, all that nasty stuff from house fires, and y'all know all the stuff that's inside a house when it burns, it's got toxic stuff in it. Runs down the road and no telling to where. It's a concern about in case somebody tries to go in the building. You know, I mean, they're not supposed to, but you know how people are. It could be kids, could be regular, it could be anybody. They go in that building, it could collapse on them and stuff. Now, I've been working with a cousin to the heir who is a surgery nurse in Hot Springs. She lives in Arkadelphia. She's been trying her best to move along what's going on here to get the place cleaned up and to help her cousin, the one that's locked up. But as far as I know, there's not been a will's not been probated. There's no other legal stuff to help move that along. It's just an unfortunate situation where they really don't have a lot of money, time, and I guess the ability to come and get it fixed. Now, a neighbor, Mike, as I understand it, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, had already been in negotiations with the owner to buy the property at some point before the fire. He has graciously been mowing the property to keep the weeds and the grass down to an attempt to keep it a little more sanitary and stuff. I've had a letter from the heir that's locked up, who confirms that he's already agreed on a price, they've agreed to sell the property, they agreed to do all this, but it just, the legal process has just not been there yet. So we're kind of stuck. Now, local Texas Administrative Code gives us, the court, the authority to go and clean up that nuisance. We can abate it. The process is you write a letter to the owner or the heir. I've done that. I've got a response back from them. I've taken pictures, documented it all, posted notice on the property that it's, you know, don't go in there. I've done all the things that's listed down in the process to get it done. We're just at the point that it's just who's going to do it. Now, we, the court, has the authority to clean it up and put a lien on that property to recover our cost when either the property's sold or whatever happens to it. When that's done, we can recover our cost if we want to go with it. I hesitate to say that we need to get into the cleaning up business, but this is a very unique and situation where there's really not a lot of options as far as it being a health and safety code in a condition where it's not sanitary for the people that live there to get that done. So basically what we need to decide is, do we want to go ahead and get it cleaned up? We have a bid from a local contractor that will go down and clean it up, haul it off, and get it done. I've got a verbal commitment. The man's already cleaning it up and mowing the place. I'm sure he'll continue to keep it so that the property doesn't grow up and become a nuisance again, if we want to do that. So that's where we are in this situation. I know the residents down there, and I guess Mike's going to speak on that. It's just, it's unsanitary, and there's no telling where that stuff's going whenever it rains or whatever. So I've done everything that the county needs to be done, according to Linda, to go through all the steps. It's just a matter of now. Do we want it to, you know, we want to go down there and clean it up, just put the lien on it and recover our money when it's done. I feel like at some point it's probably going to be sold. I think Mike's aware of what the cost might have been at that one point, because that bid's what, 5 or 6 months old?
Yeah.
No. It was $5,500.
$5,500 was only about 6 weeks old. So
I don't know if that might change or not, but anyway, it would benefit the community. I think it would benefit us, you know, as a court, providing a service to the community, to the people that we serve. But I'm not the one that's going to say we're going to do that or not. That's just kind of my opinion.
One thing I'd add to that too is the fact that, I mean, it has been now well over a year and a half since the fire, and we've tried to give the estate, people involved, the interested parties involved, like I said, there's no, hadn't been probated, so nothing, no legal right had been established or anything. But all the phone calls for people living in the neighborhood, just the health hazard being right where it is, I think it's imperative for us to get it cleaned up. And well, otherwise, I mean, if we had a situation like this otherwise and somebody owned it, we'd eventually have them abated. The simple fact, there is no established owner because the owner is deceased and all the other stuff's tied up in probate. And you got interested parties that are willing, would like to try to get it cleaned up, but they don't have the financial means. We do. I can cover the cost in my budget, and then we can put a lien on the property, which we can be reimbursed whenever the property's sold. But that would be the legal way for the county to take care of it. So, and that would just solve the problem for the neighborhood, and then eventually whenever it's settled, it'll be, you know, somebody had to pay the county back.
And again, I want to reiterate, we're not going to get into business of cleaning up people's property because they're just lazy and won't clean it up. But this is a very unique situation. I've worked with other people in the county that's had something similar happen, and the more I stay on, they clean it up. I mean, they're getting there. So we're not going to this is just a very unique situation that there's not a lot of other options at this point to get it cleaned up. So I think it might be a good will thing, a good show of faith for us, you know, to get it done for the people that can't get that done. But like I said, I'm not going to present any more of this. I'm working with the other ones around in the county. Said, no, they're going to say, well, you cleaned up that one. Yeah, but that's your name. We're not going to do that.
Yeah. That's the only thing I have on the whole deal, but this is a whole different situation here.
Right. I'm just telling them, look, you did it a little bit at a time, you clean it up a little bit at a time. And as long as they're cleaning it up, I stay after them pretty good. And those other places are getting cleaned up little by little. But this is just a unique situation, and I don't know what else we really can do to help our community. It is unsanitary. It is it's on the high side of a slight grade. It goes down towards the lake. I don't know that it actually makes it that far, but it does run down the ditch and goes right down
into
other people's property.
So, ditch behind it, and that ditch behind it runs right through the
lake. Right.
Michael, do you want to say anything?
I got a lot to say. ideally, I will eventually pay for that. But he's in jail. He will not be out. He told me until after Trump gets out of office. So that means he's in for 3 or 4 more years. There, when we got a copy of the death certificate for the father, in an attempt to prove he's the only heir, there's another child on there that nobody even knows who it is. So it just gets more and more complicated. I've been mowing it, I'll keep mowing it, but I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for the lady that lived there, who was a friend of mine. Takes me an hour once a month or so. I'd love to buy it. I mean, the price is outrageous, but it's a really nice piece of property without that trade around.
How much is it? A lot, or how big is it?
1.7
acres.
Yeah.
It's a long rectangle.
Yeah.
It's right on the corner. It's really a nice spot.
It's nice. Yes.
Now, I have not been made aware of the name or anything.
Yeah, he didn't know. This is
for the friend. For the other one. if you could get something, we might could track. Do some tracking and see if we can find something.
I still think it's about the same thing, Max, the fact that we've been waiting, or we've been working, trying to get the problem solved. And if there's another person, ultimately the state, I mean, the courts will have to decide who's the heir.
Right.
And that's not, if we wait for that, who knows how long we're going to have to wait.
Yeah. So I think she did not leave enough money to even get her will probated. Yeah.
I mean, did she have a will?
Yeah, she had a will, and it's really complicated. But there was no money to support any of it.
wonder who the executor was with whether it was signed.
I mean, I have a copy of the will, if you, I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but she called the other lady, the county gets a piece of it. But she and I had been just, she texted me and asked me if I'd buy it. I said, yeah, and we were negotiating price. And then that happened.
Again, and I want it on record again, I mean, we're not going to get into business of just cleaning up people's property because they're too lazy to clean it up.
Mixing that and blacks, we've done this before.
Right.
I mean, we've actually went in and cleaned up a lot, I think maybe in Sam's precinct. Just a year back, but it has been done.
Yes, it has.
Well, I just want everybody to understand it's in a very unique situation that we're trying to make it work sanitary and not a health risk to the people that live there.
I said, say the one that you've been out on in my part and there always left is a frame of a credit house on the right away now.
I went and saw your frame the other day.
And when we shred, we're gonna try to fix it up and move it over there a little bit and get it. I mean, that's all it's left.
Yeah.
But we don't work there.
When it rains, I can smell that thing all the way to my house.
Yeah.
And I'm 100 yards away or 200 yards away. It reeks.
Wow.
For the longest time, I went around the other way because, I mean, I knew already. It was freaky to me to drive by.
But it's all the things in those houses when that stuff burns. I mean, there's all kind of carcinogens in those materials that are in there, and that's just sitting there washing away. When it does rain, it hadn't rained a whole lot lately, but when it does, it's nasty. But I know there's, when I put the postage on the building to say, you know, it's restricted entry and all that stuff, I mean, you could tell there was mice and other animals and all kinds of stuff that's already got in there. Well, it's been over a year and a half nearly. So
somebody broke into a little shed out back and ransacked that. So people are going in it, whether you want to or not.
So that was just a recap of kind of how it all started and where we're at and what we're going to do. So,
all right.
Any other questions for me?
Anybody got anything? Anybody else want to speak on it? This must be very
So do we know the procedure for filing a lien? This is all done if y'all. Number 10 passes.
Yeah, say it again.
Do we know the procedures for filing a lien against the property?
That'll be here for the county attorney to do that. So
who's in Steamboat this week?
Yeah, he's playing golf or something. So. Yeah. Alrighty, if there's nobody else, we will end this at 9:23. And we will go to number 10, consider to take extra pre-order to abate dangerous structure, which was just that one. Motion to that?
I move that we bring orders to abate the dangerous structure.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Discussion items. Pittsburgh building looks good. We appreciate it.
CNS hasn't made it down there yet.
Okay.
I just noticed Saturday when I was back there that they hadn't came.
I'll call him again, or I'll call somebody else.
Billy should be. He finished up Friday out here. Mm-hmm. I think we're done with our new ag extension officer. Looks good going out there. I love purple. Don't get me wrong.
Y'all need to be careful ordering from Romco. I mean, your bill, one bill was $184 and they charged $125 to ship. Yours was $400 and yours was $150 to ship.
Yeah, we'll go pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, I used to watch that.
Both of those invoices were shipped and I mean, they're charging an astronomical fee to ship it out. Yours was almost as much as the bill itself.
We are doing ordering off TV. Romco.
Rom.
Okay. Rom with an M. Not like Romcom.
Yeah. Next time I'll talk.
We're not ordering the greatest hits of the 80s.
Long ago. $150.
But it might be worth more if you were. Yeah. When I seen those bills, I was like, I gotta go tell those guys. I mean, you need to be real careful about ordering from them. Their shipping is ridiculous.
Yeah, if y'all hadn't seen that, go up there and look at it. He did a good job. And they had a water leak. We had a little.
We had two cousins out there with the water leak.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize they were cousins.
I forgot about that.
had to look at that. I'm like,
we're not on each other. I tried to hear your family tell that. Well, one of them.
Wouldn't touch the other ones work.
That's right.
Have we heard anything on the switch box on the generator out here?
I called him.
It's ordered.
Well, he told me Friday. No, Thursday. He said it wasn't there in the morning. He said, I've called it. I called it two or three times a day. He said, I think he told me 17 generators ordered from this company. He said, if you don't give me that part within the next week, he said, I will handle it. So he's fed up. He said that, I told her what it's done, boats or some kind of boats or some kind of slugs or something.
Lugs?
Lugs. Yes, lugs. And he said, send me those without lugs. I'll get the lugs. They were broke. I said, they got to send it all together. So. Yes, yes. So he said, he swore it down. They're supposed to start sending it to that. We'll see.
Yeah.
$16,000 part that we've had over a year and a half. We're trying to get somebody to build your awning. The guy didn't show back, so we're going to call somebody else to come back out and give us a bid on it. I like getting bids, I'm sorry, even though it's not over, what is it, $100,000? Yeah. I still like to get bids because, and I don't really like that tips or whatever they call it, buy board stuff. I'm not really, you don't have to get bids or even over $100,000 or anything like that, so I like getting bids.
Well, you know, just a vehicle now is $100,000.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, that's crazy. Mary?
You mentioned odor. I don't recall if I discussed it in.
That's in Titus County. I've already heard you've been in Titus. That's in Titus County. I'll go ahead.
Well, you got it in Franklin County too, because that's the only thing that's helped so far is Franklin County.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, and I was talking to the judge over there. We was trying to, you know, he said, that's the Texas, somebody help me out.
Texas Commission on Environmental
Quality.
They were set up to come out Wednesday, so last Sunday. They moved the applicator off the property, stayed gone until Saturday morning, and then they're back again spreading this weekend, even during the rain. But Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says, well, the quickest way to get to something is if you can figure out what you're dumping and make it an illegal dumping, that the sheriff's office can address that pretty quick.
I thought there was something. What did we decide on our deal over here next to Charlie's house? I thought raw sewage was good, but
well, actually, they call it treated, and they said it's.
Are you talking about bio solids stuff?
Yeah, but that, you know, the deal out in West Texas after Stevensville, we're not talking about human waste. We're talking about biochemical.
That's right.
And that's all in there.
We did a resolution.
Yes.
Supporting the stuff that Charlie Wilson was talking about, but if I'm not mistaken, through the legislative session this year, there were some bills that were brought up, but I don't think any, if I'm not mistaken, all of them died in committee. Nothing ever got passed.
Titus County did pass a resolution last January.
We passed a resolution this year too. The resolution is just, that's just saying we're.
I don't need a resolution, an ordinance. They did an ordinance. Titus County did an ordinance. Well,
I don't think they can do an ordinance.
Yeah, maybe on health and safety on that, you know, maybe on it.
But once again, the state of Texas, if they would. Y'all forgive me, starting the state.
As far as I know, they haven't given them a permit for that out there. I mean,
Charlie's been.
As far as I know, they have not.
I think that kind of just died, didn't it?
Well. They had a pretty good response when they found out what was happening.
Yeah.
And going back towards, you know, all that run back towards the lake and stirred up a lot of people. You know, which.
Well, there's a lot of people all across the state got stirred up about it this year. And the thing is, there's a lot of publicity on it. It's not, once again, like I said, that the legislature, whatever was filed the bill, nothing made it to enacted law.
They're 2 years behind on everything. We know before they even know. And there is an ordinance,
and I think it has made it as far as the county attorney, if I'm not mistaken. And it kind of.
You talking over there?
I'm talking here. I'm talking here.
Okay.
But I would have asked you, if you want a copy, I got my phone, I'll send it to all y'all as soon as we get done here.
Yeah.
I'll do that anyways, probably. But, don't like the state, but yet we got to address it locally then. If you don't like what the state does, you need to address
it. Oh, it don't matter what we do.
If you can.
They're going to go right opposite of what we want every time. You're going to be going by the state.
They address the health and safety code in their ordinance in Titus County, and I would just ask that y'all look at them.
The problem with TCEQ is they notify the people that are coming to check. Well, that gives them 4 or 5 days to move off. The smell's gone.
Puts it rain, it helps, you know.
And they come out and they go, well, it's not stinking. We don't see them spread anything.
No, they didn't say it's not stinking. It's not stinking bad enough.
It's bad enough.
Need to call them. And, I got the 5135 guy's extension number. I got a phone number. I can call them. And this will just go on and on and on until I just step out and get me an attorney, I guess, and have to sue them. Because I cannot live with a raw throat. And then I'm like, if it's in my throat, is it in my lungs?
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know even know what they're spreading for sure. It's coming from the dog food plant, no less. You know? What can come from the dog food plant? Well, look it up. Hazardous material from the dog food manufacturing, and it's loaded with it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, there's times when I'm driving north out here, I knew that throw it up.
Address it then.
I'm smelling right.
Ooh, well, that's
unpleasant.
That's cattle manure.
Years of stinking.
You know what? You should cut that thing for the fifth time.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Well, it's been a good year for hay, I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Ken about it the other day. We had a meeting with Chuck Brain. We rode together where he was talking about what we can do and everything. But he said TCQ is in charge of that. He said, we can't override TCQ.
I think the resolution we sent to them, I think that helped. I mean, as far as I know, they don't give it. If they ever got a permit, they didn't
die. I kind of got a cold shoulder when I talked to him. I didn't hear any more out of it after that. I was talking to a guy in Austin, and he sent it to a guy in Tyler. Then after that, I didn't hear any more about it. That means a lot of this.
I didn't even have to call him. They called me on the
straight up forward in there.
It's a technical deal.
Stop the other side.
I'm going to tell you.
Stop everybody.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them? The situation for the Franklin County part of what was going on out there, I don't know what the number is, but there were 18-wheeler tankers, at least 4 different ones, and 2 or 3 bobtails running steady, 10 to 12 hours a day. You know, if you say 30 loads a day, that's a lot. And I got pictures, I would imagine y'all, I assume that y'all see pictures when people throw it up on Facebook. I guess I shouldn't do that, but I've got pictures of 2 tankers in 1 field with a black sludge fan going out the back of it, driving across the field. Now, there's no anything in Franklin County for dumping that stuff, except for Jack Kemp. Kemp, is that his name? I should know, but anyways, down south on 115 years ago, there's nothing up here in Franklin County. Is that not illegal dumping? If someone would answer that question, yes or no, I would say that.
I have no idea.
There's no permits for Franklin County at all. And when Mary made me aware of it, we went out there and kind of looked around. Now, if they've already spread some in Franklin County, you saw it.
Yes, they were.
I saw where it was, but there's no evidence now. I don't have pictures of them doing it in Franklin County. Now, when I called Denali, I called a company that spread it and asked them, I said, if you're spreading Franklin County, I need to see a permit. Well, that's when they stopped for a while.
They haven't been back to Franklin County with the black stuff.
So,
one of the things that Mary's talking about, she sent an email on it a few weeks ago, but the fact it was a public notice. January 13, 2025, Titus County. They don't have the ordinance number here, but it's going to be a consideration of ordinance prohibiting solid waste disposal in Titus County. And be ordained, yada, 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 yada. But it doesn't have that information on it, but just the text of it that talks that you might want to get clarification from Judge Cooper. It's pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 364. The Titus County Commissioner's Court adopts the ordinance. An ordinance designating areas in Titus County where municipal solid waste is not prohibited and prohibiting solid waste disposal in other areas. With that being said, I read what this public knows and what you sent us, Mary, but still, the whole thing about, I'm not well versed in all of it, but we still do not have the ability that I understand to make an ordinance. I mean, those ordinances fall on cities. I mean, we issue orders from the court, such and so forth, but still, we only have certain things. Now, one of the things we do have the ability to regulate inside the county, unincorporated areas of the county, is landfills. Now, I don't know if that's a back door kind of coming at like that, but I mean, I think if they did issue an ordinance or something like that, Judge Cooper would probably have the answer for us.
We require them to get a permit, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So somewhere down the road, we've passed that ordinance to get a permit.
Go ahead. You said 30 to 40 loads a day?
Yes, sir.
Are they just cleaning out their pits, or are they going, this is going to be an everyday deal?
See, there's two different things going on. There's the dog food plant is on, there's a 100-acre field over there by me, and they're spreading on about 40 acres of it, which to me, that tells me it's not fertilizer, it's money. Mm-hmm. They're getting paid per load to dump it, so just use the margin field. That's my interpretation of what's going on. And then there's the black stuff. And the black stuff would go around on 1896 and come in off of 1896 into the Franklin County lands on both sides of 1896. One field, the steel place that faces Bruce's house and right behind Wayne's house now. Is that a piece of land in there? And that's definitely the west side of 1896 Franklin County. And they were also spraying Myra Black's land on the corner, Lisa Hubel's land next to that Jeff bought, thinking he was going to put solar on it. And then there's been a piece of land in the Honeycutt name for a while, and that may be the one that backed up to the land that's next to Carl's house, my brother. So that whole strip there from Carl's house all the way to 2200 was being spread. Yeah. And then down to Jeff's house, there's I think 168 acres, if I'm not mistaken, and the piece that's got his house sitting in it. And on the back side of that, they would pull in by Jeff's house, go right down. I'm pretty sure they dumped a couple lots of rock, loads of rock in there to make the road better at one point. I can't say that for sure. I just saw rock trucks coming. But they go east from Jeff's house. And something was going on back in there for 2 months, people. 2 months. Steady. Every day. 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day. But going in by Jeff's house, and then that was still black stuff. Whether that was in Franklin County or not, you know, if it's not painted on the ground or where the county line is. But I don't know if that one was. But these others were right on the road. I take pictures right from 1896, and they're right after. I got one picture, one tanker going that way, one tanker going that way, and both of them squirting black out the back. And then, you know, the Titus County line runs through those fields with the black name on them. So yeah, they did it in Franklin County, they did it in Titus County.
It's really a long.
And they definitely don't have any TCEQ documentation in Franklin County, period. It's not permitted, it's not notification letter, nothing has been documented in TCEQ. So what they would say is, well, if it's illegal dumping, then that's the sheriff's office. I've had two people tell me that. But, you know, and in the meantime, they did leave when that said they don't be here without permits, you know, and they left, and they haven't been back in the black stuff. But the dog food stuff, they had a permit on that piece of land years ago, and, you know, I've got a FOIA in for a copy of the permit and what current paperwork they got in works. But I don't know that it says that they can bring dog food plant out there, because this is the first time I know they brought the dog food plant out there. Years ago, it was the sludge that they dumped in the dump beds, and this has been more liquid that they shoot out the back of the trucks. There's a lot of it. It is a lot of it. It
qualify for agriculture, would it?
It is agriculture, you know, and that's something TCEQ says. Well, they get a lot with a lot more being as ag, but they still have to let TCEQ know, and they still can't stink. If you have an offensive odor, call TCEQ, and they'll make a investigation on it, and they have something to work with. But if they have heads up and they leave 5 days sooner, and it rains, well, but yeah, it still smelled like the back end of a dead cow, but not bad enough.
But I will call them as soon as it's fixed, and they'll have to come back in here. We will go about that for a while. But I did learn something. They don't hold the alley, and they don't hold the dog food plant responsible, or whoever generated it. The landowner is responsible.
Yeah.
Does the back end smell worse than the front end?
Pretty bad. All right, anybody else?
I have something.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been brought to my attention by numerous people that they wanted me to let you know that you're doing an outstanding job.
Well, I just wore all those green shirts, and y'all got to tell us it's Army Monday.
Oh, well.
So y'all got to let us know.
Nobody wants your job.
That's what he does.
He does all
three.
He does
such a good job. That's right. I seconded that motion if that was a motion, because he has been on the ball with this problem. Mm-hmm.
Max does a good job.
Well, you just asked questions. I mean,
and Jim,
I
told Jim,
you did a good job. Well,
thanks.
Keeping up with him is, yeah.
Brandon, I'm not sure about him. I think Brandon does a great job, too. He really does. He shows up for everything. So. All right, anybody else got anything for the good of Franklin County before we close? If so, we'll proceed to close.
Make the most of the adjournment. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I think I signed all the documents here. I'll just give you this.
You had to
Beth was gone for that. She's going to go ahead.